This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Join Alice for happy hour this Wednesday from 5:30 to 7:30. That's tomorrow already. Blondie's Bar in San Francisco. It's located at 540 Valencia Street. You can drop by and enter for a chance to win an Alice in Winterland VIP concert package, including passes to our pre-party. Sarah and Vinny throwing a little pre-party. So this is tomorrow, 5:30 to 7:30, Blondie's Bar in San Francisco. Go to RadioAlice.com and you get all the info that you need there. I got a little bit about the Taylor Swift thing where Hooman tagged Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Somebody emailed us. Courtney says, if you tag Taylor Swift in your voting picture, she's doing this thing where she'll repost it in her stories. If you look at her stories on Instagram, you see all these people that she reposted. So I'm sure that's part of what he did.
So that was the effort.
The voting numbers in Tennessee have surged after the post that she made. Early voting by young people in Tennessee increased more than sevenfold. They're saying here a 663% increase. This is, looks like 97,800 people between the ages of 18 and 29 voted early, compared to 12,800 that the same group cast in the 2014 elections. And this is, they're saying it's because of Taylor Swift.
Good for her.
She, on October 7th, posted a message to her 112 million followers on Instagram, urging them to register and then vote in the November 6th elections.
I was reading Kelly Slater's post. He's a pro surfer, best of all times, but he's from Florida. And he was saying in his post, you know, we have a very large older population here in Florida that is extremely active. Mm-hmm. And so they vote for their interests. And young people should get involved because there are things out there that you may want to be involved in that are just getting overlooked because they're not high on an older person's agenda, like the environment,
right.
Like the oceans,
right.
You know, whatever. And it's not that an older person doesn't care about that, but they have
their priorities
are very different. And so there's no doubt that young people should get active and get involved.
Absolutely. Basically it talks about the post that she made, and so good for her. She says she very rarely posts anything political, and she just had to make people get out there and whatever their affiliations are party wise, get registered to vote. The Miss Bum Bum
in
contest,
Brazil.
Yes, it's a yearly thing. apparently this is the last year of it. And
oh,
it got
really?
Ugly this year, too. That's what they're
By
saying.
By ugly, do you mean the surgery they have done to themselves in order to win
this
thing?
No, because only the best surgeries make
okay.
it onto the stage. What happened was they crowned a winner, and then this other girl was super mad, and she came over and ripped the, what do they call that little garland?
The sash?
The sash off of her.
Uh-huh.
And they got into a big fight on stage. So, awesome! And I guess the one girl who was screaming and yelling and pulling the sash from the winner was screaming that she was the only one with a natural ass on the whole stage. Just the looks on these chicks' faces, like, haha, I won, you didn't win. And then the other girl just like, give me that! and the big butt pointed toward the camera. It's fantastic. I don't...
All the extensions
see.
Come flying out.
Yeah. Ellen Santana... is the one who won, and then Aileen Uva charged at her, and here's the fun pictures of the Miss Bum Bum pageant. It's an ass contest, everybody.
Yeah.
Brazil's Miss Bum Bum.
So they are saying it's the last time?
They are saying that supposedly this is the last time they're doing it, but I can't imagine that. I mean, come on.
I know. I feel like it's been going on forever.
It's so much fun. Oh, are we watching the fight? Oh, the
fight.
That's
the fight. It's not that bad. I mean, It's called sore losing, right?
Yeah. Boy, look at all those butts.
Wow.
Oh, she just snatched it out of her hand. It's like they're dancing.
That's too bad.
You mean it's excellent?
That the best ass contest is worth getting in a fight over for them.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Next thing, they're going to have them on Brazil's celebrity boxing match.
Yeah, Brazilian Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the music news that is it. 80% of the Spice Girls announced that they are reuniting for a tour next year.
80%? So who's out?
Which one do you think?
Well,
which one needs
Beckham's wife?
It's the
so Posh is out.
She's the one who doesn't need the money.
Okay,
and the rest of them, I guess, do.
Well, whether they need the money or not, maybe they're like, you know what? We are the Spice Girls. We're famous.
Let's go do this thing.
We can do shows and have some fun. We got songs.
Yeah,
our fans love us.
Yeah, we don't need Posh to do this.
Well, haven't we heard that they never even turned her mic on?
I heard they never turned any of their damn mics on. That they all just went out there and sang
all
along with
lip syncers.
I don't know if they originally recorded the stuff or if they had like Milli Vanilli scenarios. Anyway, Victoria Beckham is out. Posh Spice is out, but she wishes them well.
Oh man, Victoria is worth $450 million.
Alone?
Yeah.
What's Beckham worth? And what's David Beckham worth? I mean, are they a billion-dollar couple? Are they like a Jay-Z, Beyonce thing?
Well, she does like modeling, clothing.
She's a clothing designer,
she does sponsorships, makeup, all kinds
of
stuff.
Yeah, they're just shy of a billion.
Oh, good for them.
Yep.
So Victoria Beckham said, I won't be joining my girls on stage again, but being in the Spice Girls was a hugely important part of my life. Because she's super like... She never smiles. She looks like she's on the verge of falling asleep at all times. And I wish them so much love and fun as they go back out on tour. I know they'll put on an amazing show. She didn't say why she's not doing it, but I think it's the $450 million she has. Right. She's all like, I got four kids and a husband, and also I really like where I am, and I don't want to go on tour.
Well, that Spice Girls thing no doubt helped her land England's most famous football player.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes, I've got everything I want in life. Why would I want to go back out on tour? I need to stay here and babysit my family. Spice Girls released some dates for next summer, but for now they're only hitting the UK. There's talk that they might come to the US as well. Oh, yay. but there's nothing definitive on that. Also, no plan to record any new music or anything, although they really should. I mean, come on. Adele, by the way, is fully on board. Mm-hmm. She's a huge Spice Girls fan.
Will she take Posh's spot?
Oh my God, that'd be so funny.
Would
she
it?
Loves. I don't. It,
she can
she
actually
loves
sing.
Them. Yeah, she loves them. So it'd be funny if she was a little girl when that all was happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, she put out an album. How old was she? Her first album. She was still a teenager.
19, 17.
I think the first album's called 19.
I think it is. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, Adele is, of all the people in the world, Adele is the happiest today because the Spice Girls are back.
Of all the people in the world.
Mm-hmm. It's
okay,
the happiest
well, good
for
day
her. For Adele.
I'm glad. I like when people are happy. It's nice.
She's finally got it all. Mm-hmm. Ken Jeong. Who is probably, I would say The Hangover is the thing that made him the most famous. But he's had since had like a doctor show on TV.
Yeah, on TV, and he's a real life doctor.
Oh, yeah.
And he does a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, he's around.
That can't have been him in the movie, right?
Oh, I mean, I hope it is. I'm
going
to say it is him.
That can't have been.
Yeah. I'm going to say yes.
That was a stunt wiener. Nobody's that small. Mm. Nobody. You've never seen one that small.
Mm-hmm.
No, you have not.
Mm-hmm.
You have?
Well, might not have been that small, but it was close. I could have mistaken it. Anyway, Ken Jeong and Shaquille O'Neal are putting together a show for TBS. The two of them together.
Okay.
It's an unscripted show, and it's called Unqualified.
Unscripted, really?
It's sort of a reality show in that they are going to... It sounds like Dirty Jobs is what it sounds like. It's a total ripoff of that. But it's going to be the two of them taking on jobs that they're not qualified for and some film crew
and wackiness ensues.
Right, exactly. So neither of them has ever been a kindergarten substitute teacher, but that seems to be one of the things that they're talking about. It's going to follow them as they try their hands at a variety of jobs. I guess that the two of them were on Drop the Mic
together. I was going to say, they were. He was so much shorter, of course, than Shaquille. But they killed it. They were so funny.
They actually said that that one appearance together started this whole ball rolling, that they were that the chemistry was great, and just the sort of visual of the two of them. He's tiny and the other one's gigantic. In Unqualified is the name of this unscripted reality show. They will be summoned to temporary employment via some kind of digital portal, with their employers having no idea who's coming. They will sometimes be unaware what job they're taking on as well, anything from mall security to party clown to substitute teacher. And O'Neill says, this is our chance to hustle. We're built to hustle. I don't have a date, and they haven't even shot the pilot yet, but it looks like this is in the works, and so there you go. Two of them coming back. George Clooney is in the news today. I was looking at something. It was an ad for Casamigos, and it was him and that Randy Gerber guy. And I want to say they're both on motorcycles.
That's the ad. It's on the side of all their trucks.
Oh, maybe that's where I saw it, just on a truck. And I just thought, well, look at that. Good for them. I thought they sold that thing for $1 billion.
Are they still the faces of it?
They must be. That must have been part of the deal. So they're on motorcycles then? Because he's, you know, he recently had that scooter accident. And remember that he flew through
the air 20 feet.
Yeah. He was okay. But I'm sure if you're his wife and the mother of his two kids, you'd be like, maybe it's time to hang up ye old motorcycle chaps. So I don't think that that's what's happening here, but he is going to donate his Harley, or one of his Harleys is more likely, to something called Homes for Our Troops. It's a nonprofit group that he works with, and I guess that George is good friends with Jake Tapper. That's a CNN guy, right? Jake Tapper?
I don't know that name.
They've been planning, I'm pretty sure that's who that is. I guess they're good friends, and they've been planning this motorcycle donation for about a month. They're going to auction it off to raise money to build homes for severely injured vets. It makes reference to Amal Clooney wanting to get her husband off motorcycles for good on the eBay auction page, so hilarious. As for the motorcycle, it's brand new. It's a limited edition.
What now?
It's a limited edition, apparently. It's a limited edition 2017 FLHTX with 25 miles on it. It retails for $28,000. The auction is live right now. So if you get to pick up the bike in LA, you get it signed by George if you want it. He's donated his Harley, and you can find it on eBay.
According to my research, as I've been able to find, back to Ken Jeong.
Oh, yes.
That is his man area in the Hangover films. And they say here it was a prosthetic, the one that Galifianakis was using in those photos.
Yes, at the end.
At the end of the first. Was it the first one?
It was.
That's prosthetic.
He's getting stuff done to him.
Yes, but that one and.
But the Kim Jong one is real.
That one's real.
What? Oh, or Ken Jeong.
God. He even got approval from his wife to do it.
Oh, his wife must have been thrilled.
Well.
Do you really want to show that to everybody?
I barely want to see it.
I barely can see it.
I really did not want to believe that that's possible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is it possible that it grows?
He does say that in defense of himself in the article I was reading, yes. That it's he's a grower, but...
And really, really not a shower. Muse have made an announcement.
Oh,
first
what
of
is
all,
it?
We're getting a new record from Muse on Friday, so we're going to get to listen to that. I know, I'm very excited. Hold on, it's called Simulation Theory. And they are going to do a world tour. It's called the Simulation Theory World Tour. It kicks off February 22nd in Houston, Texas. It's going to do, let's see, Canada, the United Kingdom, much of Europe. And the record's out this Friday. So we'll get to hear some of that. And we have a date, March 9th in Oakland at the Oracle Arena. Let me see if I can... I'm not seeing a link to tickets here, but I'm sure
well,
if you're...
Well, I just went to their website.
And
there's
did it take you
pre-sale.
To the...
pre-sale.
Okay.
I think there's a... you're not seeing it, but there is a buy ticket.
Oh.
Little click.
Okay, great. So Muse have announced a tour to support the album that we're going to get on Friday. March 9th is our date, Oracle Arena. Was that the only local date?
Yes.
Must be some Southern California
stuff.
Closest
one is Sacramento to that. Okay.
I'd like to recommend that you see Muse, Sarah.
I may need to go see Muse. I got to see four songs, and then the Chainsmokers made Hooman leave, and he was my ride.
And did you say that was at Oracle, the show that so that's where you want to see him too, indoors. They have a killer show with the lights, the whole thing. And that kid, Matt?
Bellamy
is a true rock star. Mm. Like in the...
I felt it in just in those few songs. He so owned every bit of it and was so in it and committed from the get-go.
And you wouldn't believe it looking at his picture.
No.
And it's not that he's not a handsome boy or whatever, but he just doesn't
have
that.
Mild-mannered looking.
Yeah. Yeah. And then on the stage, you go, wow.
Yeah, I want to go see that. I had mentioned this earlier, but the official coroner's report on Mac Miller's end, he died of an accidental overdose of fentanyl, cocaine, and alcohol. Died at his home on September 7th at only 26 years old. If you are interested in it, TMZ has all these coroner's reports, and there are some gory details in them. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. But they did find things like a rolled-up $20 bill with white powdery residue on it in his pocket. They found that also on his iPad and two baggies with white powder. So and tons of different other prescription drugs and alcohol. So he was having a time. But if you want all the details, and there's some terrible ones, you can find them at TMZ. Lil Xan is opening up about his current struggles with addiction. Talking
he
about
named himself after Xanax, right?
That's what it sounds like. X-A-N. He was talking about Mac Miller with TMZ yesterday, and he understands what Demi Lovato is going through right now. He says, is this the Lil Xan?
That was Mac Miller. Here's Lil Xan.
Okay. So Lil Xan got in touch with TMZ yesterday, a few hours after they'd talked about Mac's cause of death, cocaine and fentanyl. And he said he's not surprised the opioid was to blame. Xan said he was dealing pills years ago before he got his break rapping. And when fentanyl burst on the scene, it scared him. Hmm. He said, my friends were taking it and they were puking. I was like, I can't. I'm out of the game. He said that the deaths of Mac Miller and his good friend Lil Peep, who died about a year ago, made him curb his drug use. But he's still not clean. He got specific about which drug he's struggling with right now. You need to go to TMZ to get this full, he did a whole video with it. He says, like Demi Lovato, he's gone through long periods of sobriety, but I relapsed and that's common. Any other addict would understand that S just happens.
I just saw a Demi Lovato video of her like going to a coffee house for the first time people saw her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's with some guy. I think he's like a chef or something, or maybe a clothing designer.
I think a designer.
Was that it?
Mm-hmm.
It's good to see.
They were like holding hands across the table.
She looked healthy and happy.
Yeah,
they looked good. French Montana is also talking about Mac Miller after this news came out. Everyone was talking about it, and he was saying, if I was with him that night, he'd still be alive. He's saying he could have prevented Mac Miller from fatally overdosing if he'd been there. A lot of times it's the people that are around you when this S goes down. He says celeb ODs are all about the people surrounding them. If he'd spent time with Mac the night he died, Mac would still be alive, he says. He wishes he had a big brother figure in his life to tell him to cut it out. He says, French Montana says he didn't believe that Mac had good people around him, and it sounds like he alludes to having dealt with similar issues in his own life. And again, that's from TMZ. So there you go. Let me see if I have time for maybe one more. People Magazine announced their sexiest man alive, and it's Idris Elba. Surprise everyone.
He's pretty hot.
Mm-hmm. He's funny, though. He He said, when they told him he got it, he said, it was a nice surprise, an ego boost for sure. I was like, come on, no way, really? I looked in the mirror, I checked myself out, I was like, yeah, you are kind of sexy today. To be honest, it was just a nice feeling.
Good for him.
I guess Jimmy Fallon made the announcement last night on the Tonight Show, and Idris told him, my mom is going to be very, very proud.
Yeah.
And when I have time for one more. Mm-hmm. Well, Hooman's not here, but this is one I would do for Hooman. If you like the Chainsmokers song Paris, they're going to make a movie about it.
Oh, good.
The Chainsmokers are making a movie based on that song. It'll be written by the guy who wrote Pitch Perfect. I'm sorry. Not the guy who wrote the movie Pitch Perfect, but wrote the book Pitch Perfect on which the movie is based. It's a nonfiction book called Pitch Perfect, The Quest for Collegiate Acapella Glory.
Mm-hmm. That sounds exciting.
And I guess when someone read it, they went, oh boy, this needs to be a comedy movie. So that guy's going to write the movie called Paris for the Chainsmokers. The Chainsmokers said, the age of being only a musician is over, and we're excited to go all in on this venture to curate, produce, and create meaningful projects.
Wow.
So, can look forward to that. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Well, I'll get you information on a little boy rescued from the ocean, which is great news. And the smartphone has peaked after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Coming up at 9 o'clock, your first chance today to win passes to, actually tickets, to Alice in Winterland and passes to the Bud Light exclusive Sarah and Vinny pre-party that happens before the show at the Masonic. It is a good time. If you miss out on the tickets, you can buy tickets. Go to LiveNation.com. There's a few pairs left, but you can win them starting at 9 o'clock today. Make sure you're here for that.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club, where every day is a getaway. Learn more and plan your visit at bayclubhappy.com. Here's what's happening. Today's the day we vote, everyone.
Yes, in case it had somehow missed you.
For us, here at the Alice News Network, we look forward to getting back to the stories we most enjoy, which is nonsense. And unfortunately, is the news cycle's been filled up with voting information.
And only voting. And more voting.
It's been more difficult to find the nonsense we enjoy most.
We live and die by.
Right. And here's some more examples of that.
Okay.
The pipe bomb suspect is scheduled for Election Day court hearing. They're expecting to hold him as he's considered dangerous. But Caesar Sayoc is now in New York, apparently. He'd been in Florida, right?
I think that's where everything originated by.
From his van.
He's accused of sending improvised explosive devices to numerous Democrats. And was also, did you ever see the footage of him at the Trump rally?
Yeah. With Michael Moore thing?
Moore, you saw that? Isn't that funny that Michael Moore went back and poured through all his
footage? I bet I have footage of this guy.
And there's the dude.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like his arms were humongous. Just big bodybuilder.
Well, they say the guy was completely obsessed with stripping, stripping.
He wanted to stay young, and he was taking steroids.
He was on steroids, and he was a bodybuilder. Mm-hmm.
They do make you crazy.
But I think that he was caught, like, in the strip club or near the strip club. That was his thing. He hung out there. Mm. I don't know. Male stripping. You tell me.
I can't. I don't know really what to say about it.
What do you want to know?
Oh.
Let me ask
you
this.
Let's turn to our resident expert on stripping.
I've only been to a couple male strip shows.
Right, but after the clubs let out in the city, do the female and male strippers get together at all? Is there any commingling?
I think that's been known to happen, yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And then what do you guys do?
What do you mean?
Huh?
I don't know. People go out. They go out drinking or something. To eat.
They go
going
on
home.
Dates ever? Or is there
any private show.
Oh. Do they?
Yes.
Have you ever dated a male stripper?
No.
You never have?
No.
Oh.
Hmm. Nope. Oh. Shut up, friend.
It wasn't me.
It was you.
Well, it was technically you. I mean, you're the one who made that noise just there. It was you.
All right. Well, anyway, I guess that's all we'll get from there.
We're never going to get any. I mean, we got to keep trying.
Right.
You know.
There was a shooting at a San Rafael detox center that left one dead and two hurt. A 37-year-old man is now in custody in the triple shooting. They say Devance Lamar Reed, who authorities say is a transient between Marin and Vallejo, is being held. That he was pulled over for some kind of mechanical infraction. Not related to the shooting, but they've got him now, and I guess he's made admissions to the detectives, which tied him to the crime scene.
Oh, all right. So he was randomly pulled over, and they
were brought back for interrogation or doing the interview with him, and he said something, and they went,
"This is that guy."
Yeah. Apparently, he was dating one of the people that was shot.
Oh, really?
He had a relationship.
Were there clients that got shot, or were there people that worked there?
A person that worked there. Let's see here. Authorities have identified the surviving victims of the shooting. Anthony Dominguez worked at the detox center. Brittany McCann, a Marin resident, has a dating relationship with the suspect, and the person that was killed, his identity has not been released pending relative notification.
Oh, boy.
Awful.
And so close to home.
There's a guy named Gus Hutt. He was camping in New Zealand last week. He'd been fishing in the same spot every morning, but that day he randomly decided to try a different spot about 300 feet away, and while he was out in the ocean, he saw a small figure floating in the water. He thought it might be a doll, but when he got closer, he realized it was an 18-month-old baby.
Oh, no.
Apparently, the baby had managed to escape from his parents' tent in the campground while they were still asleep and wandered into the ocean.
Oh, my God.
Gus scooped him out of the water and wrapped him up in towels
and
took him back to the shore. And amazingly, the baby's going to be fine.
The baby just went swimming.
Don't they say that babies just know how to swim?
Yeah, but it's more like they know how to hold their breath underwater. Like they sort of reflexively do that. It's
in a pool under the ideal conditions. Like the ocean is gnarly.
Yeah, we could all drown there. Yeah.
So that
must have
is
been very calm,
shocking.
Seas.
They call it a freakish miracle that not only did this guy try to fish in a different spot that day, but that the baby was okay when he got to it.
God put
it's
him there.
It's just incredible. Mm-hmm. And who's 18-month-old can get out of a tent? Like, this is the most dexterous 18-month-old of all time. He can open a tent and get out and not make so much noise that the parents wake up.
I don't know.
It's like kid's a genius. He knows how to float.
Well, I
it's
wonder
insane.
If we'll hear that the parents get in trouble for
Oh, the parents
being negligent.
Should get in some trouble. Mm-hmm. Like, that feels like trouble to me.
Trouble.
Your kid
trouble.
Made it out into the ocean. On your camping trip.
Well, you know, you go camping, you want some campfire beers.
Yeah.
You have a 12 for each.
I'm going to say we at
Mom
least need a quick investigation into this.
Mom and Dad need to sleep those beers off.
Well, then let's lock the kid in the tent.
I don't know what to say about that. I feel like you... 18 months seems like you should be safe to go out and do some things, but...
Like what?
I don't know. I mean,
can't think of one thing it's safe for an 18-month-old to do.
Oh, well, like, for example, right now, we don't want to take our kid anywhere. She's 2 months old.
I
She's
see.
Crapping her pants and crying when she needs food. By 18 months, I feel like you can go to dinner.
You can take the kid. I thought you were saying the kid can go do
no,
things.
No, no,
like, no.
Bye, Ma. Yeah. Bye, Dad.
No, I'm going to walk down to my friend's house, all right? I'll see you later.
Mom said I could, Dad.
Yeah. At that point, you feel like they're a little more mobile and a little safer to have, you know, around.
They're solidly walking.
Right.
You know. They still have meltdowns, but you
Major
might be able
pain,
to talk them
right.
out of it.
Uh-huh.
Or bribe them with some M&Ms or something.
Right. Gum.
Bananas.
Oh, not gum yet. Right. In fact, I'm regretting the gum thing, but that's my mistake. I did it.
She wants it all the time now.
She likes the payoff.
Well, gum's delicious.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a little gum. 86% of people say they'd rather give a gift than get one.
Yeah.
I'm with them.
Me too. It
Absolutely.
Feels great to give a gift, and I always feel awkward getting a gift.
And except if they don't like them.
And you just looked at who man's empty chair.
At his empty chair. He never likes any gift we give him.
I was so glad that. Did you see the option on his Evite this year?
Oh, well,
for
that
his
you
birthday
can
party.
Donate?
I was like, I'm happy to make a donation to your charity. Now I don't have to think about another damn thing for you.
Mm. He's having a birthday party, 250 people strong.
I don't think I'm gonna go.
Oh, you gotta go. Come
I'm
on,
not
let's
going.
Go.
But he's never gonna know I'm even there. 250 people.
But I'll know, and we'll be together. It'll be me and you, girl. It's gonna be fun.
I just feel like it's gonna cost a lot of money.
Why would it?
Because
his mom's
Uber
paying
in.
For it.
No,
oh.
Uber in.
Oh, that's true.
I'm
getting
sure
there.
He's not
drinks
buying
free.
Drinks. Drinks aren't free. I don't even know if he's going to have food. And then Ubering back is going to cost.
He said small
probably
bites.
$125.
Yeah.
You don't think they have a what do they call that?
Restaurant?
A no-host bar?
I don't know. No. Yeah, right. A no-host bar is you buy
is
your own
you
drinks.
You buy your own drinks, right.
I mean, drinks.
An open bar.
An open bar.
Open bar?
Yeah.
He does splash out for these parties once in a while. I'm not sure. You never know with Hooman. But 250 people, that's like a freaking wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an enormous amount of people.
What is this for? His 45th birthday?
I don't even know.
Is it his 44th?
44, I think.
I have no idea how old he is.
And then the rooms there, I looked into that, and they're pretty expensive.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm going to go. Let me know if you're going. I'll keep my eye open for you.
I'm going to need your eye.
You going?
Yeah, I was planning on it.
All right.
You feeling good?
Right.
Is Anita going to go? Let's go together.
Oh, yeah, let me see what's up with her. She knows about it.
Pringles have made...
I love Pringles.
Thanksgiving dinner in a chip.
Oh, I don't need
you
that.
You don't want that?
I like plain Pringles. Yeah. I don't want any of their flavors. I don't like the sour cream and onion or the barbecue. I just want plain old Pringles, and I'll sit and eat the whole thing. I love them. God, I just love the way they feel in my mouth. Like three at a time.
We're going to need that.
Crunch them down.
They're going to be selling a pack of three flavors, turkey, stuffing, and pumpkin pie.
Oh.
You don't want that?
Well, I mean, I'll try them.
Right.
But I really just want plain ones. Make sure you get some plain ones when you get those. Stuffing. That's nice. I like the spiced up stuffing.
Oh,
maybe those will be good.
I love stuffing. Mm. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
The website Nameberry just put together a list of the most popular baby names of 2028.
2028?
Yeah, it's based on current trends, patterns of how names go in and out of style, and, quote, rhythms of the past to predict the future.
Oh, so like some of the old-fashioned names that might come back. And
so based on all that, the top 10 girl names a decade from now will be Charlotte, Amelia, Harper, Emma, Olivia, Evelyn, Mia, Aria, Ava, and Sophia.
Mm.
All good.
They all sound just like the names. Except for Evelyn.
Yeah.
They sound like today's names.
Evie.
Evelyn.
For the boys, it's Liam, Mateo, Maverick.
Maverick. Yikes.
Noah. Lincoln, Lucas, Henry, Theodore, Jackson with an X.
Oh.
And Oliver.
Oliver.
You like them?
Yeah, they're all fine names. That's interesting, though, that they're kicking that far down. I would like to hear their predictions for 2080.
I don't have that.
Tron, iPhone.
Oh, I wanted to just real quick. I found an article that says we've officially reached peak smartphone.
Oh, yeah,
Like, it's just, it does everything, you know.
Like, how can it get better?
That's the latest. The smartphone industry is struggling to come to terms with
capping out.
Yeah.
Hitting the ceiling.
Longer replacement rates, inventory buildups, as they're not selling through like they used to, and a lack of exciting hardware design innovation.
I actually was thinking the other day, because my iPhone 6 is fine. Like, it does everything I want it to do. Like, it, stop it. It annoys me that I have to, like, go buy another phone that they can be allowed to phase it out. It's like, what if they decided, you know, to phase your car out after 5 years or less? Like, that's a lot of money to spend to get a brand new phone when really it's got everything I need. Like, I don't want a new phone. I just want this one to continue to work until I break it, which I will eventually do.
But until that time.
Why should I have to go buy another one? It's aggravating. It's wrong.
I think it'll work up to that 75 grand that Vinny told us we will have spent on the phone.
Oh, think about it.
That sounds low even.
Ugh. It's almost from out of nowhere has this industry been built with the apps and the, and we all fell for it.
Yep.
This is the first time I've let a new phone come out that I didn't go, I need that.
Right.
This last new phone release was the first time I went, I'm good.
Yeah, I don't need that. I feel like, too, like, once you get the size and of the thing right, then just, you know what, sell me the updates. And I'll take them if I need them, you know? Like, just let me buy the thing, it's fine. And then sell the up. Don't force me to take the updates. Just sell
them. What are you talking about? The updates for your own good.
No, I'm saying, like, if this is the item, right? Say this is it, right? This, and then for 10 years or more, I can use this actual physical item and just get updates and make the update the thing that you sell. But they're all about selling the actual physical item.
The hardware,
I don't want the physical. I have the physical item already. I don't want to have to go buy it. And then I got to go to a kiosk and drop it off in the mall. Or just put it in a drawer with the other dead iPhones that I've got. God, it just seems so wasteful and wrong. Apple.
Yeah, Apple.
And all other makers of gadgets. Sorry, I'm singling you out, Apple, but all of them. It's wrong to phase stuff out like that. I've got it. It's all set. Just, you know, sell me something else.
I wish I could tell you guys this story that's developing back at my house right
now. I wish you could, too, because it is crazy.
I cannot tell it, and I won't tell it. I can't tell you.
Why'd you just bring it up?
Because my phone's still blowing. As we're talking about phones, my phone's blowing up with new information as we speak.
Oh, my God.
And I'm tripping.
Hurry up.
I'll tell you after. But I want to talk about it on the air, but I just can't.
Well, you don't want to give anything.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 415 says, just saw Vinny bobbing his head back and forth and wondered if he was going to dance at his wedding.
Huh?
What a weird thing to...
Were you bobbing your head back and forth about something?
To the Alice music, probably.
I like songs.
It's not on us during the break, is it?
Depends. I might have... I don't know. Will I dance at my wedding? Sure, a little bit.
Of course you will. You actually, once you start dancing,
I've gotten older, I've realized there's nothing cool about being all sweaty at some place.
I don't know.
It's way better to just, like,
it's
you
fun.
Can go out there.
Good times.
Do a couple, like, side steps. Move your arms.
Slide the knees out of your suit pants.
No, that was, you know, I don't drink anymore. There's a lot less chance that I'm going to be...
Okay.
On the floor.
We can look the other way. We can try to understand and do yourself a better hand. Whether you're a mother, whether you're a brother, you're staying alive. Staying alive. Oh, this is good. Oh, yeah, do the, yeah, that's right, the fingers. Finger point moves. Ha, 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 ha. Staying alive. Staying alive. Ha, 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 ha. Staying alive.
I guess we're just going to
apparently, we're just going to keep going. Yuzi are in.
All right. Well, I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.